Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Looking for a bottom on wholesale box beef prices? We talk about that with Dr. Glenn Tonser in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals,
community programs,
schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When everyone,
everyone, everyone,
when everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policy-making opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Back in April and early May, the wholesale box beef trade shot all the way up to $475 per hundredweight because of reduced slaughter capacity in our beef processing plants. But since that time, it's fallen sharply back to levels that were seen before COVID-19, around $200 a hundredweight, $2 a pound, or even in some cases for select beef, slightly under that. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser with us today. And the question to Dr. Tonser, are we going to find finally a bottom anytime soon on the wholesale box beef trade price?
Well, I think there's a couple big pieces to that point. And one of them is, let's get a quick update on the volume we're producing. So when we get to the number of animals processed this past week, USDA's initial estimates actually say through Saturday, 664,000 head of cattle. That puts us down about 6% compared to the same number last year, cumulative for the year to date. But we're actually ahead of where we were last year for that particular week. Why am I highlighting that? We're no longer in a tight supply production story when it comes to beef volume, right? So we've pulled down those cutout values largely because we've added massive supply of beef into the story, unlike the end of April and back in early May when that was heavily disrupted. So that's the supply story. Larger supplies is putting downward pressure on the cutout market.
And while the supply side of the ledger is pretty well laid out for us right now, the big unknowns, so many questions out there, lie, according to Dr. Tonser, on the demand side.
The biggest uncertainty is on the demand front, and COVID, global trade, you name it, all those demand side uncertainties are just as much with us as they were 2 months ago, I'd argue. Here in the U.S., we have the increasing number of cases through the Sun Belt and so forth. To be determined how much that slows the economic recovery, at least in many ways, half our country, probably more than half population-wise. That puts us a little bit concerned on what beef demand is going to be going forward. So is the cutout able to find a footing? I don't know yet is the honest answer to that, because I think we're probably getting close to done pushing the supply story, right? We're running close to capacity. That pressure downward is probably no longer going to be building in the weeks ahead, but it is full throttle from a volume production perspective. That's important. All the story now is back on the demand side, and there's probably a longer list of concerns than there are optimistic points on the end user demand front that continues to put pressure on the cutout market.
It's all those unknowns, according to Dr. Tonser, that could continue to give us some problems with wholesale box beef prices, and as a result, the cattle prices further back up the beef pipeline. Now, down the pipeline toward the consumer, Dr. Tonser does some research as well on an ongoing basis, his most recent data out at the beginning of this month.
So the meat demand monitor, which is supported by both the beef and the pork checkoff, was last updated for the month of June. Those posts went out on July 2nd, and I'll just share with our listeners quickly. Demand in the retail sector, so think grocery store, for ribeye steak and ground beef was up in June compared to May for that exercise. And then importantly, I would argue, is we also see consumers are reporting less issues with having meat on hand at home. So in May, 14% said they had less meat on hand at home than normal. That means most people had either same amount or more than normal. But that 14% has slipped down to 12%, which is good. I think we've recovered in the volume flow. The discussion about shortages and the political pressure about all of that, I think, is easing. And things like that come out of my survey effort is why I'm highlighting this.
Extension Livestock Market Economist out of Kansas State University, Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.